It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. Let us not forget the great guest appearance of Amy Poehler as Jenda, who also appeared in Holidays of Future Past and also in an earlier episode where Bart and Lisa are teenagers and she is Bart's high school sweetheart.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
So how crazy was it that I talked about that non-canon Simpsons episode last week of when it was 30 years in the future and Maggie was having a baby and like all the family were together and there were teleporting machines and all that. And the new episode that just aired last Sunday also took place in that world. I have no inside information about what's going to happen on The Simpsons at any time. I promise you, I was just, I guess maybe I had a feeling, or maybe the people had a feeling who programmed the reruns in my nine. That's more likely, but it's also not terribly likely. I mean, why would my nine and Fox be talking to each other? Yeah, this most recent Simpsons episode was called Days of Future Future. It also was written by J. Stewart Burns, as was the one that I talked about last week. And I liked it, but it sort of cheapened the thrill of the original one for me, because it's kind of like, oh, you see that you did something right and that the fans really liked it, so you just copy it, you know, like you don't create something new. And I know that that's being harsh and comic book guy like, but that is what I took away from it. Amy Poehler is the guest voice as Bart's ex-wife, who he tries to get back together with in a dream sequence, and it fails. And Santa's little helper is a cat dog hybrid that can talk. Which, that's funny. And for some reason, in the very last shot, he's sitting in a tub of soapy water taking a bath, and that is not explained at all. Milhouse becomes a zombie after being bitten by a zombie, and Lisa loves him better that way, and that's how they patch up their marital difficulties. And Homer is endlessly cloned because he keeps dying of, you know, recklessly overeating and doing stupid things. Much like Ralph did in the other one. And in this one, he is just an animated head inside a flash drive that can be displayed on computer screens, much like my, you know, little Homer widget that I used to have in 1996 on my Mac desktop, that if you rolled the mouse over him, he would say, "Does whiskey count as beer?" You know, and other sound bites. This has been Simpsons time. Quite a short Simpsons time this time, so I'm going to give you a little bit of bonus material. My name is Amanda Nazario. In case you only know the podcast, I will introduce myself. I'm a writer. I'm also a radio DJ for Give the Drummer Radio from WFMU. And most every week I come to Jersey City from my place in Brooklyn in between working my day job as a dog walker, and I do a radio show that is mostly pop music, but it's really all different kinds of music. I have a special fondness for 60s pop music, and you hear a lot of that on the show, but you hear a lot of many different genres. I also like kids music, music from cartoons, which maybe shouldn't surprise you, knowing my Simpsons leanings. And I like funny songs, like stuff that's supposed to be funny. And also stuff that's unintentionally funny. Which there is a lot of in the world of popular music, as I'm sure I don't have to tell you, smart podcast subscriber. Simpsons Time is a regular feature of my radio show, which is called Nazario Scenario. And it started back in January 2014. And it was not until almost 2 years later that I decided to extract it from the larger show and make it into a podcast, because I felt like it, and also because some of my listeners had suggested that it might make a good podcast. I've listened to the other Simpsons podcasts out there, and I like them, and I was a little daunted at first to try to throw my hat in the ring, because I am not an experienced podcaster, but, you know, I also figured, why the hell not? And maybe people out there enjoy the snacktacular, snack-sized Simpsons lectures that I deliver to them in a somewhat short format. I guess that is maybe their main appeal, is that they are short. I think it's kind of maybe interesting in this past shorter than usual episode that I made reference to the TV network My9 that for a brief window of time, like only about 6 months, showed The Simpsons in syndication. And I feel like I was right there for every single airing of that. And that now, of course, is just a distant memory, because all of The Simpsons episodes can be seen on FXX or on Simpsons World. I am of a certain age, and I am from the generation that absolutely treasured their moments of Simpsons watching on UHF TV channels. Or VHF, right? The just regular network channels that you didn't need a cable box for. That, you know, showed Taxi and Cheers at a certain time in our childhoods, and then started to transition into showing Friends and Seinfeld and Simpsons. And that's how we knew that we were not in the super saleable demographic anymore. Oh, boo-hoo. Well, I guess that's all for today's bonus Simpsons Time through the debigulator information. And I hope you enjoyed it. My radio show can be seen, well, the playlists of it can be seen. It cannot be seen. It can be heard. But if you want to see those playlists, please go to wfmu.org/playlists/AN. Again, my name is Amanda Nazario, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.